after the address to the national legislature by His Excellency the President of the Republic on the 30th of last month, two select committees were formed by the House. The first committee was tasked to respond to the speech of His Excellency the President of the Republic. The second committee was tasked to amend the Conduct of Business Regulation 2011 as amended on 2017. So I believe also that hopefully next week, early next week, the House will sit and debate on the work of these two committees, and the results will be made public to our citizens.
All right. So how far has these two committees gone with its work or its assignment?
I believe they have gone very, very well, although I'm yet to speak to their chairperson. But I believe that the outcome of the two select committees will be made public early next week. I believe the House will sit next week and will be more willing for you in the media fraternity to come and attend the sitting.
This brings me to the next question. The public has been actually querying why the Parliament has not been sitting. Any explanation on that?
The Parliament will sit once it actually disposes the speech of His Excellency the President of the Republic. Remember, after the address by His Excellency the President, this select committee was given 2 weeks. 2 weeks has elapsed, and I believe, as I say, and I repeat myself, next week, hopefully, the Parliament will be sitting very, very normal, and the citizens will be following what the members will be debating relating to the issues that are affecting the community and the Southern society in general. So it's a matter of just a few days, you will hear that the House will be conducting its sitting very, very, very normally.
Yes, Honorable Paul, what issues should the public be expecting the Parliament to start deliberating or discussing once a normal sitting starts in the Assembly?
The first bill is going to be one of the most important bills, and that is the budget for 2021 and 2022. So this one is going to be the first bill because it is delayed, and definitely once it's presented, the House will not waste time but ensure that it is passed as soon as possible so that our public will actually be in position to receive the necessary services in terms of education, health, agriculture, and so on and so forth.
We are hearing there are plans to expand the standing committees. Can you confirm that?
You need to give us time until this select committee tasked to amend the conduct of business is done. Then I will be more willing to tell you on the number of standing specialized committees the House is going to agree. But at the moment, give me time, because I don't want to mislead your audience. I need to be specific in my communication to the public. Second development also in the House is that there is rapid progress on the renovation process of the building, and we believe that if the necessary resources is injected, then would assume that within 4 or 5 months, the hall will be ready to accommodate the numbers as per the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. So this one is a good news, that once necessary funds is injected, then we will have the hall ready within 4 or 5 months.
Great. So what is the capacity? How many MPs is it likely to accommodate once the hall work is completed?
The revitalized agreement will be having 550 for the revitalized transitional national legislative assembly, and when the two houses sit together, that is the TNL and the Council of States, the number will go to 600 650.
Currently, where does the sitting take place? Since the Parliament is being expanded and the renovation you talked of, where do the MPs sit whenever there's business?
At the moment, we'll be continuing sitting at the Freedom Hall until, as I said, that the renovation process is done. So for time being, yes, the sittings will be conducted at the Freedom Hall here in Juba.
What is the cost estimate of this expansion work, and who is funding?
That one I will be more willing to brief you about the financial issues in the next or the subsequent interview with you, because financial matters always are the prerogative of the Office of the Right Honourable Speaker, also the Deputy Speaker for Finance and Admin. We have the Office of the Clerk, Office of the Legal Advisor, and Office of the Procurement. So unless I get the exact figure, I will not mislead the audience. I will not say anything at the moment, but I will be more willing to say it in the subsequent interview.